Pathway to Promise podcast, episode number 5, God's Gift of Self-Discipline.
Hi, this is Frank Viola from the Beyond Evangelical blog and author of From Eternity to Here, and you're listening to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller.
As a matter of fact, my enemy had beaten me more times than not, but not today. Today, the victory was to be mine.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
There I was, face to face with my mortal enemy. Victory or defeat hung in the balance. I had met this enemy many times before, but somehow I knew this was the decisive battle. As a matter of fact, my enemy had beaten me more times than not, but not today. Today, victory was to be mine. My opponent confronts me every day, mocking me in so many ways. My opponent is lurking in the shadows, just waiting for me to make a fatal step. And then my opponent will attack and take me down, hell-bent on breaking my spirit. But not today. Today, I saw my opponent laying low, positioned to attack, smug, daring me to come just one step closer. There, in the corner of the linoleum floor of my bathroom, the battle was at hand. I made my move. I stepped forward, and then I stepped on it. I stepped on it. I stepped on the bathroom scale, and the digital readout whirled around for what seemed like an eternity, and then, just as suddenly, stopped. I squinted through one eye to see the result of my attack, to see the number on the screen, the digital readout. There it was. There was the number. The amazing, beautiful, incredible number. The number I had been looking for 4 months. The number which was seemingly unachievable. The number which showed I had lost 45 pounds and had reached my goal. Finally, victory over my powerful opponent, the bathroom scale, had been achieved. Victory is mine. Oh, how sweet the taste of victory. All I could do was look. All I could look was look and laugh at my vanquished foe and look at the readout on the scale. Oh, and I took a picture of that number on the scale too, and it remains on my phone to this day. What was the price of victory? To what do I attribute the joy and exhilaration I felt? The price of victory was achieved because I had accepted God's gift of self-discipline and applied it to my life, and thereby kept a promise to myself to reach my goal weight by my goal date. Hello, my friend. My name is Brad Miller, Dr. Brad Miller, and this is the Pathway to Promise podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about personal life transformation over short periods of time. It is based on the belief that every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, which is attained when we follow a pathway or process guided by the proper people. As a Christian pastor for over 35 years, I have devoted my life to the study of transforming lives for the better. I have literally read hundreds of books on the topic and even earned a doctoral degree in transformational leadership. But most importantly, I have witnessed and been privileged to have been a part of life transformation for many people, and I have experienced life transformation myself. I believe that life transformation, life change from whatever adversity you face can happen, and in a shorter period of time than you may think. And when you do that, you can arrive at your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. The process of which I speak is illuminated by four gifts that I believe come from God. And these are the gifts which we use to move along the pathway to your promised life. Let's talk about God's gift of self-discipline for you. There's a verse of Scripture which is foundational to understanding the four gifts that God gives us to move through and around adversity to achieve your promised life. It's from 2 Timothy 1:7, and it states, "I, meaning God, I have not come to give you a spirit of timidity, but I come to give you a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline." In the first five episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast, I am unpacking the four gifts from God which make up the pathway to your promised life process. In episode number one, I told you about my story of self-transformation. I told it in the context of preparing for my own daughter's wedding. In episode number two, I introduced you to God's gift of bold action. Episode three was all about God's gift of drawing on a higher or a spiritual power. And God's gift of motivating love was the focus of episode four. This is episode five, where we dive deep into the foundational gift of living every day with self-discipline. Self-discipline is the track or the roadway that gets us through the wilderness of our adversity, our adversities of depression, disease, divorce, debt, even death. Self-discipline is the means to achieve the end, the result of your promised life, to result in your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. So the mission of self-discipline is to keep us from getting off track, delayed or defeated or even destroyed along the pathway to your promised life. In short, self-discipline is like the rumble strips on the roadway to warn you if you're going to head off into the ditch. And furthermore, self-discipline can also be the tow truck to get you out of the ditch if you find yourselves there and get yourself back on the road. Self-discipline is the application piece which sets into motion God's gifts of bold action, drawing on a higher power, and being motivated by loving relationships. If you truly seek to achieve your promised life, you must have self-discipline. Let me give you a few things you can do right now to apply self-discipline in your life and get back on track. First, control and tame distractions. You can control and tame distractions by using timers and timing in your actions and activity. Your cell phone or timing apps on your computer will work great for this. Simply assign a task a fixed period of time and attack that task. And attack that task by setting the timer and getting after it. An example would be committing to work out or exercise for 20 minutes, then setting a timer for 20 minutes to exercise and focus only on that task for 20 minutes until the buzzer of the timer goes off. Another way to control and tame distractions is by wise use of social media. This really boils down to being conscious of how and when you use social media and emphasizing productivity over entertainment. And of course, you can apply the timer method here as well. You set a timer for just being on Facebook for 30 minutes and stick with it. Social media, of course, is designed to distract you. So take control of it. Don't let it control you. Use social media as a tool to assist you on your pathway to promise rather than the time suck that it can be, and it can become the center of your life and ruin things by inane posts, which really add little value to your goal of finding your promised life. You can also control and tame distractions by unplugging on a regular basis as a means of taming and controlling distractions. This means shutting down your electronic devices that distract you. That means turning off the computer, putting away the phone, turning off the TV and the tablets, any electronic device which draws your attention, and simply allow yourself to be quiet. And here's the kicker, be bored. Allow yourself the privilege of boredom and quiet. And if you do this for a significant period of time, at least a day, you will find yourself incredibly refreshed and just ready to rock after that. The second way we can apply self-discipline in our life is to focus on focus. Focus on what's truly important to achieving your promised life and letting other things, not so important things, letting those things go. Find your big yes in life. Commit to it. And then say no to much of everything else. And go for the big goals. Keep the main thing the main thing. You can practice focus through meditation. Now, there are a number of ways you can approach meditation. Just Google it up and you'll find many, many, many strategies. But my point here is to pick a meditation practice and do it. Do it for 40 consecutive days, and you will find it to be very helpful. Almost all meditation practices involve in some form or another blocking out a period of time of at least 10 minutes and using intentional deep breathing processes or protocol to clear and refresh your mind. Reading is another way, a great way to practice focus. Get up a half hour earlier than you normally do and commit to reading a few pages of a helpful book which feeds your mind and your spirit. I would suggest committing to a practice of 40 consecutive days where you read a chapter from the Bible and a chapter from a helpful book. You'll be amazed of how effective this is. I've also found prayer to be probably, no doubt about it really, the most effective way to practice focus. Prayer is a devotion to connecting with and relating to your Creator. I would suggest the ACTS method of praying, the A-C-T-S method of praying. The A in the word ACTS is for adoration or praising God. The C in the word ACTS is for confession, where you ask forgiveness for the wrongs that you have done. The T in the word ACTS is for thanksgiving, which is simply being grateful for all the good things in your life. And the S in the word ACTS is for supplication, which is humbly asking for direction and discernment from your Creator for to achieve your goals and get towards your aspirations for yourself and for others. A third way of implementing self-discipline involves our habits. That is, eliminating bad habits and creating good habits. I recommend to you now that you follow the work of Charles Duhigg in the book called The Power of Habit. Duhigg outlines a process to break the power of bad habits and instill the benefits of good habits. First, you identify the routine or loop of your bad habit. For instance, when you continually eat junk food at night, then change up the reward patterns. If your bad habit is rewarding yourself with junk food at night after a hard day of work, try out new rewards, such as exercise or reading. Then, isolate the cue. This is a term Duhigg uses to describe identifying the key activity or action that determines your bad habit and then consciously changing it. Mix things up. If the cue for your bad habit, for instance, is eating junk food while watching TV, then change the cue of watching TV to something else, such as playing board games or reading, or, this is radical, I know, have a conversation with someone else. And you do that, you break that pattern, that cue of watching TV and then eating junk food. By using this type of process, you can then formulate a plan to continually break bad habits and create good habits. There's some practical application for you in these three ways of implementing self-discipline. But let's get back to my battle with my nemesis, my opponent, the bathroom scale. Perhaps you want to know how I beat the scale and managed to knock off 45 pounds in a little bit more than 3 months. Here's how we did it. Here's how I did it. I had a very focused goal. I wanted to be in shape and look good for my daughter's wedding. And I was truly motivated by my love for her, and I did not want to disappoint her. So I took bold action. I joined a gym, and I recruited a workout accountability partner to work out with me. Then I acquired an actual workout, a written workout, and a written eating plan, a program which I committed to sticking with for 40 consecutive days. Then I developed a routine, a new routine for me, a new habit, which was cued by a specific workout time, which was 5:45 a.m., with my accountability workout partner, and also a routine eating plan, a new habit of when I'd eat, when I would eat, and what I would eat. And yeah, and then I stuck with both, my workout and my eating plan. These new self-disciplines meant that when I did fall or stumble, when I did get off my eating plan or my workout plan, I realized I missed it. And I felt things were just not right by missing them. You see, I had developed new habits, new good habits through self-discipline. And disciplined prayer covered every aspect of this process for me, which meant instilling self-discipline in everyday life, including my prayer life. I prayed to God to give me the vision, the discipline, the wherewithal, everything I needed to accomplish my goal, to accomplish and realize my promise. In order to do that, I drew on a higher power. And as I have said, over a relatively short period of time, just a little bit more than 3 months, over that time, I began to win more battles than I lost to my opponent. I considered any day a win if the scale stayed the same or went down, and a loss if the number on the scale went up. I made my life as simple and as distraction-free as I could and focused. I focused on the mission, the promise that I had to accomplish. It was these new habits, these new disciplines, which led me to arrive at my daughter's wedding feeling good, looking good, and raring to go, if I do say so myself. The Pathway to Promise podcast is all about life transformation, and it begins with understanding the four fundamental gifts that God gives us: taking bold action, drawing on a higher power, being motivated by loving relationships, and staying on track with self-discipline. Moving forward in our podcast, you're going to hear lessons and conversations and interviews with people who've been able to overcome major life adversities, things like depression, a disease, divorce, debt, even death, and they've got through them to achieve their promised life. You'll hear from authors and thought leaders on overcoming financial disasters, dealing with business losses, crushing debt, and defeat getting on their path to success. You'll learn from people who have defeated disease and depression to have fulfillment in their life. You will hear about the adversity that these folks had to deal with and the steps that they went through, the pivots that they made in their life to come to a place of success, a place of peace, prosperity, and purpose. There will be regular contributions on the Pathway to Promise podcast, specifically about experts in health and fitness, as well as financial planning and wealth building. Indeed, in episode 6, Scott Mader, Christian financial planner and wealth builder, will be our first guest interview on the Pathway to Promise podcast. He has an incredible story of overcoming self-destructive patterns in his life to achieve his promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and you don't want to miss that. That's episode 6. My name is Brad Miller, Dr. Brad Miller, and I'm here to be helpful to you. And I thank you so much for listening to this episode, number 5, of the Pathway to Promise podcast. And I invite you to listen to these first 5 episodes and use them as foundational, as a reference to call upon as you listen to the full catalog of podcast episodes on our website, pathwaypromise.com. On our website, pathwaypromise.com, you can find complete show notes and links to valuable resources related to each episode, as well as blog posts and resources that give you the tools to change your life for the better. So let's you and I keep in touch. You can get regular updates on the Pathway to Promise podcast at pathwaypromise.com through our regular newsletter that you can subscribe to, or you can contact me directly through the website and I will respond. I have a free gift for you. It's a guide about how to begin and end your day successfully. It's entitled, How to Frame Your Day for Success, The 4-Minute Way. So please, go on over to pathwaypromise.com and pick it up. You will find it helpful. Since you made it this far, I trust you have found the Pathway to Promise podcast helpful. This being the case, I ask you to do something for me. Please subscribe to the podcast on the channel that you're listening to podcast today and give me a 5-star rating, if I deserve it, of course. And furthermore, would you be so kind as to write a review in the field provided for reviews? Then go on and share with your network of folks that you have in your life, online and personally, about the Pathway to Promise podcast. I'll be here every week, and I know that you know people in your life for whom this podcast would be helpful. It has been my privilege and honor to have you listen today on the Pathway to Promise podcast, a place where you can believe God has promised you a life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, which you can attain when you follow a proven pathway with the proper guide. And it is my prayer that you allow me to be your guide along your personal pathway to promise. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller, encouraging you to keep your promises, because there is power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.